Good morning. The large ridge of high pressure that allowed the hot and humid weather to build into the region for the early part of the week will remain in place for one more day today. As it slides off the eastern seaboard, the temperatures again will soar into the lower to mid 90s on average, and with humidity levels high, the heat index will make it feel like it's closer to 100 degrees for the better part of the afternoon, especially in valley locations in interior New York and New England, while parts of the higher terrain will still feel like it's in the lower 90s when the heat and humidity are combined. Eventually, a cold front will slide our way from the Great Lakes in southern Canada. This could touch off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms before sunset, primarily in the Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont. Temperatures will start to slide as the evening progresses, and a few showers and thunderstorms are likely for the rest of the region during the overnight period as the front pushes by. Overnight lows will be in the 60s and lower 70s, and it will remain muggy. As the front pushes off the eastern seaboard early Thursday morning, we still run the risk at a passing shower or a thunderstorm. However, the rest of the day will be dry, and humidity levels will gradually come down as the winds flip around to the west-northwest. Still, temperatures will be warm but not hot on Thursday, as highs will be back into the lower 80s. In fact, much more comfortable air will build in for the end of the week. With a mix of sun and clouds and pleasant levels of humidity, highs will be in the middle and upper 70s. By the weekend, we'll see the risk of a shower develop on Saturday as an onshore breeze develops off the Atlantic Ocean. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a touch more humidity, with highs staying in the 70s before pushing into the 80s for the remainder of the holiday weekend on Sunday and Monday. As the humidity builds on these 2 days, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. In fact, the risk of thunderstorms will continue into Tuesday of next week, with highs staying in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the Great Lakes to the southern high plains will slide eastward and produce showers and thunderstorms for northern New England through the Ohio Valley and into the southern plains today. Some of the storms will be capable of damaging winds, large hail, and even a tornado or two. Heavy rainfall could cause localized flash flooding. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area as having a marginal risk of severe storms today. Meanwhile, another front will move from western Canada to parts of the northern Rockies and Pacific Northwest over the next 24 hours. Weak onshore flow, along with the boundary, will produce rain over parts of the Pacific Northwest coast. And air quality alerts remain in place across southern Oregon, where ongoing wildfires continue to burn. At Mount Washington early this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 57 degrees with a west wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany early this morning, 74 degrees, the dew point 70, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at El Centro Naval Air Station, California, to a low of 24 at Wild Horse, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, hot and humid, mid-90s. Boston, mostly sunny, hot and humid in the upper 90s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 96 degrees, the low 75, the average temperature 86, that's 18 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.79 inches for the month, which is now 61 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 25.85 inches for the year, which is 2 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 58, the record high, 95, set in 1953, and the record low, 34, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:35 p.m. 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy, hot, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible during the afternoon in the upper 80s to around 90. A few showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid-90s. A few showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. A few showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot and humid today with a late day shower or thunderstorm possible and highs near 90. A few showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy, hot, humid today with a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid-90s. A few showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, an early morning shower, then increasing sun, lower humidity later in the day, lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds, 70s on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, a touch more humidity with a shower possible Saturday in the mid-70s, and a mix of sun and clouds, warmer and more humid Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with scattered showers and storms, and highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.